Well, Megan, it's year two that you guys are back here at Bills training camp. What does it mean to be able to be back here once again in Pittsford at St. John Fisher University and partnering with the Bills for another year?
We're so excited. We've teamed up with the Buffalo Bills. This is year two. We're happy to be at training camp, hoping to train everyone and educate them on hands-only CPR. It's really important for everyone to know how to act in an emergency and feel prepared. So we're so happy we get to interact with the public in this way. And we're here for the next 2 weeks, so we'll be here all throughout camp.
It's been almost 2 years since the DeMar Hamlin incident, and it's, you guys were here last year as well. How much of an impact has that had in terms of more people learning CPR and interacting and getting to know how to perform CPR if needed?
We have seen a huge increase in interest in learning hands-only CPR since the DeMar Hamlin incident, which is fantastic. We really want to train people to feel prepared and turn into a lifesaver instead of a bystander. So we're really looking to create a nation of lifesavers with the Buffalo Bills.
Obviously, the impact is a little more because DeMar was part of the Bills when that happened in early 2023. But what does it mean to have this continued partnership with the Bills and continuing to have their support in terms of getting more people educated with CPR, AED use, that kind of stuff?
We've teamed up with the Buffalo Bills for 5 years, so we're in year two. Really excited to spread awareness and share education on hands-only CPR. Each year, there are about 350,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests, and only 10% of those survive. So we really think it's important for people to jump in and act and feel prepared to help save someone's life. CPR is only two simple steps. The education we're teaching people today is call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of someone's chest until help arrives. And that quick, immediate CPR can double or triple someone's chance of survival.
What kind of interaction have you had? I know last year there were plenty of people coming through. Has that been a lot of the same success this year with people coming in and learning hands-only CPR and learning those important steps?
The interest has been fantastic already. We've just started and we've trained over 120 people this morning. This is free education, great for kids and adults. So we've seen a lot of interest in kids and families coming over wanting to learn, which is exactly what we think we'll see for the next 2 weeks.
And what do you have to offer for the people here? I mean, tell us about what's available for people to take part in if they want to learn more.
Sure. We hope that people will come over. They can practice on mannequins, hands-only compressions. We have a mobile kiosk that people can come over and take a test on and see how they're performing CPR and learn about an AED, which is also really important follow-up to hands-only compressions to help save someone's life.
Very good. Megan, anything else I want to add that maybe we haven't touched base on?
To learn more, if you're not able to join us at camp, please visit heart.org/CPR to find other opportunities, and you can watch a 90-second video of hands-only CPR at home.